For many a traveler, just getting to one of Kentucky's iconic bourbon distilleries can be half the fun.
The experience really starts when you turn off US 60 onto Grassy Springs.
That's Dee Ford, the home place manager for Woodford Reserve in Versailles.
You drive along and there's the horse track on the side, you see cows, it's a windy road, and then you turn right and go up the hill and there's the distillery.
Woodford Reserve is just one of the many liquor-producing operations along the ever-growing Kentucky Bourbon Trail, a tourism brainchild of the Kentucky Distillers Association. Bourbon Trail Director Adam Johnson says in less than 10 years, the popularity of one of Kentucky's signature industries has just taken off.
People want to learn more about the products that they're seeing on their shelves at their home state, and we're getting people from all across the country. I think it's something like 86% are from outside the state of Kentucky coming to the Kentucky Bourbon Trail.
The next tour is at 11:30.
And the distilleries have poured millions of dollars into creating state-of-the-art welcome centers, gift shops, and tasting rooms for the ultimate bourbon experience. Jonathan Haddix was my tasting guide at Wild Turkey Distillery.
This is going to be 6, 7, and 8-year-old bourbon, predominantly 8. It's going to have more of a spicy caramel tone to it with some vanilla in there as well. So if you haven't had Wild Turkey, you know that's a great place to start.
But no tour would be complete without a behind-the-scenes look at how all that bourbon gets made. Jim Rutledge, master distiller at Four Roses, was more than happy to show me around his operation.
And you can smell a little sweetness here.
Now, when you smell this, don't stick your head in here and take a big whiff. Adam and I don't want to carry you out.
The great thing about doing the Bourbon Trail is the variety of atmospheres and experiences. You can spend a whole day exploring larger operations like Woodford Reserve, Wild Turkey, or Four Roses. Or if you have just an hour or two, then you might want to pop into Alltech's Town Branch Craft Distillery in downtown Lexington. Master Distiller Mark Kaufman.
We're a stop right in the metropolitan area. You can either start here or finish here. Last year, we've seen about, 30,000 people. This year, we expect to see about 60,000 people coming to Lexington. Out of those numbers, it's amazing the percentage are from outside of not only Lexington, but outside of the state and outside of the country.
And I can certainly vouch for that international appeal. I had a couple from Eastern Europe on my tour of Woodford Reserve.
But I love that it's a really small family type of the distillery. And I was surprised about the size.
I really like that it's in the country, the horse farm around here, that's very nice.
What did you know about Kentucky before you came here for the first time?
Oh, well, I know they make whiskey. Well, bourbon. Sorry about that.
Whether you're a dabbler, a connoisseur, or somewhere in between, a trip along the Bourbon Trail is sure to hold your interest, and it's definitely something every Kentuckian should not miss. Tour schedules and prices vary, and to make it easy for you, we've posted a link to the KDA Bourbon Trail at WUKY.org. With another WUKY Kentucky Adventure, I'm Alan Lytle.